The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest's premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Josh Hill coming back with you here on the Huskers Radio Network. Tonight is a best of show as we listen back to Nebraska basketball against UCF in the Crown Tournament Final in Las Vegas. We're at the 7:09 mark of the first half. The Huskers hold a 27-20 advantage over the Knights. Now back to T-Mobile Arena for more first half action with Kent Pavelka and Jake Mielheisen.
I like what Nebraska's doing offensively. We're working the basketball, 7 assists on 11 made field goals. Defensively, we're doing some really good things, but on Ivy Curry, you know he's shooting the basketball. He's not passing it. So don't, you don't have to be afraid to come help. You just can't leave a shooter. He's not looking to pass at all.
And again, a point of emphasis in the prep for this one was number 3, Johnson, number 0, Jordan Ivy Curry, and number 7, Dior Johnson. They are shooting it at any opportunity,
really
all
are.
Three of those guys.
And the thing with this, though, right now, Darius Johnson, he got 2 fouls, so he's been on the bench for the last 3 minutes. And UCF able to make this run with him on the bench. And he had 42 yesterday against Nova. But Nebraska has to be aware of where Chom is when we're driving the basketball. We just can't go in there and throw something up at the rim. He can make up a lot of space with his length. 85 block shots on the season.
Best players, most prolific scorers for both teams on the bench. Darius Johnson for UCF and Bryce Williams for Nebraska. UCF's basketball, long 3 up top right side. Rims off, not good. Rebound to Ulis. He comes the other way with the Huskers up by 7 across the timeline. Gives it off to Asijan, top of the circle to Mia. Right side back to Ulis. Walks it toward the timeline. Faces up against his defender, who gives him plenty of room. Comes to the left on the dribble. Ulis with a step back, still looking for something to do, throw it to, somebody to throw it to. Finds Mia, and now to Gary. Gary dancing around with it up top left. 8 on the shot clock. Here's Ulis up top. Has a ball screen. Rejects it. Now uses it. Mia set it. Ulis drives it in the paint. Puts it up. Missed it. And not a great possession there. Here comes Mahowski down the floor. And the drive on the other end. And Darius Johnson, or Ivy Curry rather, scores it. And an and one.
And Fred, asking the refs, same call on our end. We don't get it. Aaron Ulis gets basically tackled. No call. And Ivy Curry attacking, gets a little bump, and he gets the whistle for the and one. So now Nebraska 5, 27-22.
And Ivy Curry on a tear here. 11 points for him. He's 5-for-8 from the floor. Williams leading the Huskers with 13, but he's on the bench taking a little rest here, and Ivy Curry bags the free throw. And now you got a 4-point game. He's got a dozen, Ivy Curry. 27-23 Huskers. Little full court pressure, nothing serious. They break it on 2 passes and attacking the rim. Making him pay with a layup is Gary.
Great attack. UCF's first time pressing this game. We made him pay for it. Got to the middle with Connor Asijan. He finds Juwan Gary streaking down the left side.
Had no problem with that press, and they made him pay with a layup by Gary. Here's a drive, the kick, extra pass in the paint with a basketball. Now the top of the circle jump shot, and it's good by Mahowski.
And the refs missed the travel. Ivy Curry left his feet and landed before he passed the ball. No whistle, and Mahowski drains a 3.
Now
a
3-point lead after that 3-point make. Mia with a handoff to Asijan. Pull up Jay, 15-footer, got it. So Asijan with a 3, and now a 2-point field goal, and it's a 5-point game again.
And good, we're attacking that press, making UCF pay for extending their pressure.
Asijan with 7 points for the Cornhuskers. Again, Williams on the bench taking a rest. Bounce pass inside, bad pass. Shoe top height for the 7-2 Mustafa Chem, and they turned it over.
That's a terrible pass by Ivy Curry. You said it, just kind of threw it right at his feet. That's a tough catch for someone that's 6 foot tall, let alone 7-2.
So it's a 31-26 5-point lead for Nebraska. Again, the full court pressure. Hoiberg into Gary. Hoiberg takes the return pass in the backcourt. He'll bring it across the timeline, no problem. 22 left on the shot clock. Used up 8 seconds getting it across the timeline as Hoiberg comes left, has it knocked away, got it back. 14 on the clock. Out it comes now to the big man, Braxton Mia. Mia hands it off to Williams, back in the game at the foul line. The jump shot on the way. Got it! Williams now has 15 points. One more to tie James Palmer for the all-time single-season scoring record. He's got 707, while Palmer had 708.
It's pretty action, too. The ball got moving. The defense was shifting, and Bryce drains one from the foul line.
33-26, seven-point lead Nebraska. Chom with the ball in the right corner. Touch pass. Faking outside, driving inside. Two-step drop, kick out. Long three. Ivy Curry got it. Ivy Curry is hurting Nebraska. 15 first-half points at 33-29.
We just over-help there. Sometimes we're over-helping on guys that aren't looking to score and left Ivy Curry wide open.
Here's Williams on the left side of the floor. If he gets a basket, he's got the single-season record. Williams, one arm to the pass to Hoiberg. Back to Williams. Williams dribbling the ball against Mahosky. Gives to Hoiberg, who hands it off to Asijan, puts it on the floor, goes to the elbow. Swimp spins the other way. Double pump, shot blocked, out of bounds by the big man, Chom, and the Huskers have just 4 seconds left, 4.3 seconds left on the shot clock to inbound the ball and score.
And Chom coming over. You have to be aware where the big fella's at. And Connor thought he had a open window, but Chom came over for his third block shot of the game.
Hoiberg to throw it in. Huskers lead it 33-29. With it is Hoiberg off the inbounds pass, got his own return pass, and we got a whistle and a hold.
Finally, they get foul. A whistle. Juwan Gary trying to get the offensive board, and Mahowski,
he held him,
looks puzzled. Well, you had him grabbed and holding him right by the waist. That's a foul. That's the third foul now.
See, takedowns are okay in wrestling, see, but not basketball, see.
The third foul now on UCF Nebraska, four fouls. But Nebraska leads 33-29. Just under four to play here in Las Vegas.
UCF making a comeback, now down just four with 4 minutes remaining before halftime. We'll listen to the last 4 minutes of the first half and put a bow on hour one of tonight's show when we come back.
This season, step up to the plate with exceptional offers at Woodhouse Ford. For a limited time, you pay what we pay with exclusive employee pricing on the full lineup of award-winning vehicles. From the built tough F-150 to the versatile Bronco. It's your chance to drive home a new Ford with a deal that truly knocks it out of the park. View inventory and our exclusive offers online or visit Woodhouse Ford at our three locations in Blair, Omaha, and Plattsmouth.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.